Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Who's on our most wanted list? We'll talk about it next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers. I'm here with Dan Schneier. And Dan, I did my Philadelphia Eagles preview earlier this week, and I'm really starting to get excited about Rashad Penny, whose ADP is outside of the top 100. And I know everybody looks at it and thinks DeAndre Swift is going to be the lead back in Philadelphia, but I just look at the fact that Rashad Penny's just been a much, much better runner, pure runner in the NFL than DeAndre Swift. You look at yards per carry, it's like 5.7 career for Rashad Penny to like 3.9 for DeAndre Swift. Now, yards per carry, team context, there's a lot that goes into it. Not a perfect stat. But then you look at like the next gen stats and rush yards over expected and all. Rashad Penny has been borderline elite in those metrics across the board whenever he's been healthy. Obviously, big question. Staying healthy, but that's been an issue for DeAndre Swift too. So I look at it and think, at least at the start of the season, I think there's a pretty good chance Rashad Penny's in that Miles Sanders role, and DeAndre Swift is more of a role player, not necessarily a gadget back, but not necessarily as big a part of the offense as Rashad Penny. You know, maybe it's 15 carries per game for Rashad Penny with the goal line work versus 8 to 10, maybe a couple targets for DeAndre Swift. Obviously, Rashad Penny's got to stay healthy to make that work, but if I can get him outside of the top 100, I'm happy to do that every time. Who are some players you really want this year?
Yeah, I'm going to go position by position. I have four, one for each will do.
Sure.
I'm going to start at quarterback, and it's Justin Herbert. Simply put, I want a piece of this Kellen Moore offense before we see it, because we're going to see it, Herbert and Kellen Moore's offense, with an additional weapon in Quentin Johnson.
Take off like a rocket.
With Rashawn Slater back at left tackle. And then you're never going to get Herbert at this price again, in my mind. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get it before that happens. At running back, I've been saying it all offseason, but I want a piece of Tank Bigsby, and a lot of pieces of Tank Bigsby, the rookie running back in Jacksonville. I am a believer that Bigsby will take over the red zone role. I am a believer that Bigsby will play a lot more between the 20s and early downs that people realize, because I believe that he's going to offer something that Travis Etienne does not offer, and it's that tough running in between the tackles.
And the other thing I'd point out is just in terms of handcuffs, we talked about this on the podcast a couple days ago, but Travis Etienne has missed an entire NFL season with a foot injury. It wasn't an issue last season, but there's at least some chance that Etienne just gets hurt and Tank Bigsby could be the lead runner in what we think is going to be one of the best offenses in the NFL.
And if you look at the way that Etienne runs, this is getting a little inside baseball, maybe too inside baseball, but he has that weird style inside football. It's that weird style of running. I think someone compared it like a duck style. It's like with the feet open, and maybe that is what's putting so much pressure on his feet. I don't know, but it's something to consider. A receiver I want that I want a lot of is Calvin Ridley, and I know the price keeps soaring and it's going to be harder and harder to get, but I don't even care, Chris. I just don't. You can still get him in round three, and he has a chance to be a top five wide receiver in my mind, just based on talent alone and because I like the quarterback situation. Then lastly, at tight end, it's going to happen and the price is going to rise, but I don't think it can rise to the point where I'm not going to take him. It's Darren Waller. Darren Waller has been targeted so much so far in the first two practices for the Giants. Four targets in team period today in the first seven passes. Had to come off the field just so someone else could get a target.
That's what I was going to say. I saw that report. Yeah. But they basically took him off the field so Daniel Jones would throw to someone else.
Yes. But you know what? Jones has been looking for someone to lock onto for the last 2 years, and he just hasn't had that player. And now Waller is that player, moves like a receiver, fully healthy right now. I know the injuries are concerned, but his price tag is so depressed from where it was 2 years ago. I love Waller.
what's the price where you wouldn't draft Calvin Ridley? How high would he have to start? Because it feels a little bit like this time last offseason when like
Cortland Sutton.
Cortland Sutton is the one that I was going to say. Yeah, where he started out in like that wide receiver two range, and then we got really good reports out of camp. And all of a sudden, by the end of drafts, I mean, I know at least a couple of people in our group were taking him as a top 10 wide receiver.
Oh, yeah.
If Calvin Ridley was going ahead of like T. Higgins, I think that's fine. T. Higgins is right around wide receiver 12. If he was going ahead of Jalen Waddle or Devontae Smith, that starts to get a little questionable. But even those, I could see. They're the number two options in their offense.
Right.
Would you take him over Garrett Wilson?
That's when it probably starts to get kind of, but also just like at the same time, I don't know, because Calvin Ridley is a he's had way more fantasy success than Garrett Wilson has. Obviously, Wilson has.
He's been a top five wide receiver.
Right. And I like Lawrence a lot, and I like Doug Peterson's offense a lot. So I don't know if there's a price that's going to be too high for me with Ridley.
Would you take him over Amon-Ra St. Brown?
No, that's when I
cut. AJ Brown.
No. Yeah, we can't go that Lamb. Hard. No. Now we can't go with him over those players.
Well, let's talk back to yesterday's podcast before we go.
Okay.
Devontae Adams or Calvin Ridley?
Oh, boy. This is horrible, but I'm taking Ridley over Adams.
Ridley could be anything.
I'm having a tough time ranking Adams, Chris, but I also am having a tougher time drafting Adams.
No, I get that. I understand that the case is for and against. For me, it's just, like I said, Calvin Ridley could be anything. He could even be Devontae Adams. Yes. Is kind of how I view it. I understand the case for Calvin Ridley. It's just Devontae Adams has been a top five receiver basically every time he stepped on the field for like half a decade. So
yes.
I would have a tough time doing that one, but I definitely get it. I think I'm going to end up not drafting very much Calvin Ridley, especially in the mock drafts that we do as a staff, because it seems like everybody's falling in love with him. And I totally get it. It's just he's more like wide receiver 15 for me. So
right.
That's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll see you next week.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.